Welcome, everybody, to Sticks and Bones. This is Hector. This is episode number 16. On this episode, I'm going to be speaking on tools. The tools we use as practitioners to accomplish certain works, certain goals, either to do positive works or negative works. So, other episodes, I spoke on the Nganga. The Nganga is an altar that a practitioner receives after his training. So first, it's the initiation, the 3-day ritual that is done to you, and then after that, you go through a period of like an apprentice, like a learner. You're called an Ngeyo. So if you ever hear me say Ngeyo, that means that you're like a apprentice to your godfather. You're like under his wing. He's training you how to use it. The reason for that is just the Nganga is something very, very powerful, very strong, and then he's just training you how to use it. And then after that training, you receive your Nganga. Different houses have different sets of rules. Some houses, you know, keep you as an Ngeyo in a learning period for a year, you know, maybe longer than a year. It depends on the house, depends on the godfather. If there's some houses that give it to you right away after your initiation, and then, you know, you just learn as you go. The way to do it, there's really no wrong way or right way to do it, but the power of the Nganga is so fierce that it's good to have training on it. You know, you got to train how to use it, and you got to train how to use it mentally and physically, obviously, you know, both ways. If you're not really trained, you can hurt yourself. So the Nganga is, like I said before, the Nganga is a mini world. Back in the original days, Nganga was an actual priest. He was Nganga. He was the brujo. He was the muerto. He was Nkisi. There was no Ngangas. The Ngangas came hundreds of years later from the wonderful Cuban people. They put this Nganga to represent each Mpungo. Okay, so the Mpungos are forces of nature. We spoke about this before, so whenever you hear me say Mpungo, that's forces of nature. Mpungo, Siete Rayos, Sarabanda, God of War, stuff like that. So, since the altar, the Nganga, is a mini world, what you do throughout the period of creating, of actually building the Nganga with your godfather, everything that goes in there, obviously there's secrets that I can't tell you. But what I could tell you, basically, it's a mini world. So it's a lot of different key elements from certain places in the world that go in there to create, to build the Nganga so it can work. There's key elements in there that need to be there. The basic elements that go in there are just, you know, there's a certain amount of basic, and it can't be less than that. And then throughout your years, you just add, you know, and then with your connection with your altar, with your Nganga, your spirits in there they'll start talking to you and telling you to put different items. And it's a relationship between the practitioner and the Nganga. It's a lifelong relationship that you get with them, and then they have you at certain. So it could be bones, it could be sticks, it could be anything from the material world. So it'll just strengthen. You guide yourself with your Nganga, so whatever the Nganga tells you to put in there, you put in there, because it's for a future job, and or it's for to strengthen it, or whatever it's for. The Nganga knows. The Nganga will never lie to you. The muerto, the Nkisi, will never ever lie to you. There's a saying that it says, el único amigo que tengo es mi Nganga. In English, it's the only friend I have is my Nganga. Because the Nganga's there What it is, the practitioner packs, makes a pact with that Nganga to where you're going to work with that Nganga and you're going to give light to that, to that spirit that's in there, and he's gonna work for you. He's gonna work magic for you, and the people you want to help or destroy, pretty much. Like I said, Palo is good and bad, just like the world, day and night, good and bad, positive, negative. Okay, so we said a little bit about the Nganga. So, and also when you're building your Nganga, you're gonna have an Mpaka. It's called an Mpaka Mensu. So that Mpaka, it's like a small Nganga. It's like a portable. So everything that goes in there is also in the Mpaka. That Mpaka, it's created in front of the new practitioner, the new Tata, and those are secrets I can't reveal. Also, out of respect for the religion and, you know, everybody in the religion. And also, you get what it is. It's a bull's horn, and there's secrets in there, and it's sealed, and there's a bunch of things that go in there. And I can't even make one podcast of all the things. It's hundreds of things that go in there. And also, you have another Mpaka. It's a bull's horn. It's called a Vititi. This Vitita, it's a bull's horn. It's got secrets in there, but at the very, very top, you'll see a mirror. If you ever go to have the pleasure of going in front of an Nganga, you'll see it. It's right on top of it. So there'll be two bull's horns on there. One to have like Cory shells on top of it. And that's your mini pot, your portable pot. And then you'll see another bull's horn. It's got a mirror in there. And that's used for it's called Vititi. It's for the practitioner. He uses it to see, so he can see, and the Ganga will show him in that mirror certain things he needs to see. You know, for example, your enemy. If you have an enemy, in that mirror, you do a little ritual, and that mirror will show you who your enemies are. You know, who to be careful with. It's like an eye. It's used like an eye, so your muerto can see through it, and he can show you stuff. When I say your muerto, that's, you know, your Nganga. Your muerto's in there. That's who you packed with. And this religion is very, very profound. I say it in every episode because it's just so in-depth. Like, you can never stop learning, man. Every week I learn something new. And it's just so exciting for me because, you know, I have so much love for this religion. And it's a beautiful religion. And I just felt I had to do a podcast on it because a lot of people have a wrong idea. Like, they get scared. Like, for example, when I said on some of my podcasts, I said the first time I ever heard of this religion and it was brought to me, I got scared. I'm like, this is devil stuff. That's how brainwashed I was. But in reality, Palo stands on its own, and Palo is a religion that was given to us by Nsambi. Nsambi is God, the Almighty Creator. He gave us this religion so we can work His creation. You know, Earth. This Earth is His creation. We can work His creation, which is positive and negative energies. Malongo, the naturaleza, nature. We can work all that to benefit us. It's a gift, you know, that we use. He gives us the blessings to be born in this lifetime, to where you're gonna be able to get scratched and work the religion. It's a beautiful thing, man. I love doing this. There's nothing I'm ever gonna do for the rest of my life. I'm gonna work this religion because it's so beautiful, and I'm 100% sure of it now. Throughout my life, I was always confused. I was never complete. I was never complete until I found this religion. That's how beautiful this religion is, you know, for me personally. Okay, tools. So I got to the Nganga, to both of them, Pakas, Mensu, and Gia. The Gia is the one with the mirror. And then you got your sticks. 21 sticks is minimum to build an Nganga. A lot of these items are very easy to find, and you know, any botanica, you'll find a little bunch of 21 sticks and they're already there. You can get those from there. You're gonna add a lot more sticks throughout your life, so There's the size of the Nganga depends on how, you know, I've seen Ngangas that are really, really small, about 6-7 inches wide. The size does not matter. I mean, there's some little Ngangas that do some damage, and the big Ngangas that do the same damage, you know. So size doesn't really matter on the Nganga. It just depends on how much room you really got. You know, if you got a big storage in the back of your house, man, you can get as big as Nganga you want. But a lot of times, it's, you know, like if you're renting or something, you don't want a big Nganga that you have to move around and stuff like that. But mine are average size. They're not that small. They're just average size. So size don't matter on the Nganga. What matters is the practitioner, the faith you have. Your faith is 100%. It has to be 100%. You got to have faith. You can't come in the religion doubting anything. So the only real way to learn the religion is to get initiated. I mean, you can listen to my podcast and I'm going to tell you some things, but I can't tell you everything. So the only real way to learn the religion is through practicing it, you know, because like I said, I've been doing this for a few years now and I'm still learning. So, you know, it's a beautiful religion, man. You can help a lot of people. The majority of the people, I've noticed a big percentage of the people that come to me are just wanting to do some negative stuff, you know, like they come in smiling like, oh, this and that. And then little by little, they get comfortable and they're like, the last week I got a person telling me, hey, can you do any type of works? And I right away, I knew what the person was going to talk about. And I'm like, well, you know, I do good and bad. You know, that's what we do. We believe in the religion. We believe that Nsambi created the heavens and the earth, and he created positive and negative energies. So I told her we work positive and negative energies, but we only do it as long as it's in justice in the spiritual realm. Meaning, you know, it depends on if it's injustice. You know, if Nsambi allows it, if he allows you to do bad, then you can do bad. Because he wants us to keep a balance. There can't be too much negativity or too much positive. It's got to be a balance. So if that's the reason why you go to a gangulero and you ask, hey, can I do this? If he says, yeah, do it. If he says no, you're going to unbalance and kind of mess yourself up. And then you get in trouble. I'll get in trouble for it. I spoke on myself getting in trouble for it, but it's a little too personal that I never did. I mean, I did a podcast, but it was just a little too personal. I didn't want to post it because some other people might get their feelings hurt. And I'm not here to hurt nobody's feelings. I'm here to just help out people and so they could learn about this beautiful religion. It's, you know, beautiful and powerful religion that came to me. And then the reasons why people get initiated is either through a lot of people that get initiated or come to one of my religious house, like Palo Briyumba, Palo Monte, Palo Quimbisa, Palo Mayombe. People that end up in the doorstep of one of those monansos, it's either because they have a really, really big, big problem, either a health problem, you know, or they have a justice problem, meaning, you know, they might go to jail for the rest of their life, or they have ancestors. If they have ancestors that work the religion, usually those ancestors push you towards a person that practices this religion. The reason I got initiated was the third one. I was, my ancestors, they knew it was time for me in my lifetime to get pushed towards the religion, and I got pushed towards it. And then I had an open mind at this time in my life. When a few years back when I got initiated, I was ready to I was already sober, you know what I mean? I wasn't doing no type of drinking. I wasn't kicking it with the homies. I wasn't doing nothing. I was trying to fix my life. So my ancestors seen that and they're like, okay, let's get Hector in. Boom. And I found it. My mind was open enough to I was brainwashed because, like I said, my first reaction was like, whoa, this is the devil. But my mind was open enough to to question stuff, you know, because I remember going to my madrina's house and my girlfriend telling me, come on, get a reading, get this, do this, do that. And I was like, no, I did that a long time ago and it just went really bad for me. I don't believe in this stuff. I think it's demonic. It's bad and this and that. So I remember that first reading I got, it was from Babalao, my madrina's husband. And then I told my lady, I was like, you know what? The first lie they tell me, I'm sorry. I'm just going to get up and walk out. And I've been in the house ever since. He's never lied to me, man. A lot of the readings that came out on that reading was a lot of things that had passed in my life. So I was just, you know, I didn't really get told anything in the future. I guess the spirits, the universe heard me, like, if I get lied to, so they probably said, let's just tell him stuff that has already passed so he can believe. And boom, they got me, man. I remember that first day I went to a Babalao in Ifa, and he was my padrino in Ifa. He gave me my warriors and my Elewa. He gave me my Oshosi, my Ogun, you know, my Osun, my warriors in Ifa. And the first reading I got with him, man, that thing was so awesome. And I remember I was in pain. I had like a stomach pain that I had for years. And I went to the doctor. No, there was no doctor that could fix me up. And I went to my padrino's house in Ifa. And he cured me, man. And I told him, he told me, he's like, hey, you're in a lot of pain. I was like, whoa, man, how do you know? I didn't know him at the time. And he cured me, man. It was a simple ritual that he did to Orula, Maferefun Orula. I got chills right now. So he did a simple ritual, man, just very simple. And that pain went away, and I was like, when I got out of there, man, I was just like, I know it's not Palo, and this podcast is for Palo. I'm just giving you guys my experience, how I got into the religion. The house, my madrina's house, they practice Ifa, and they practice Lukumi, Santeria, and also Palo Briyumba. That's where I was from. That's where I'm from. So that first reading I got, it's just like, man. And then I'm sure you guys, if you guys listen to all my podcasts, my madrina, that was not my madrina at the time, that first day she met me, she started talking about my uncle that passed. I was like, I don't even know him. I had to ask my mom, and then I was just so surprised. And then little by little, they started telling me about my life and how to help me. And then once I stepped foot in my madrina's house, my life just completely changed, man. Everything changed for the better. She taught me all kinds of, she explained to me what was wrong in my life, you know. And what was wrong in my life is that I wasn't a religious person, you know. And like this podcast, I know it's a Paulo Briyumba podcast, but my suggestion to everybody that listens to me is you have to walk on this earth as being a religious person. It don't matter what religion. If you're a Catholic, go to church, pray, do your thing, you know. And you got to walk like that in order for you to be a good person. I learned that the hard way, man. In order for you to achieve things and get blessings from your ancestors, from the spirits, from the santos, Maferefun Orula, from all them, you got to be a religious person, bro. That's the bottom line, man. Because I live the homie life. I live the borracho life. I live all that, everything. And I was lost, bro. And once I hit my madrina, my beautiful madrina, I love her so much. She's a beautiful person, man. Once I set foot in her house, my whole life changed, bro. And she's loved by everybody, man, because she's a very, very, very beautiful person. And like I said, my whole life changed ever since I stepped foot in her house. And look at me now, you know, I'm doing my own thing, you know, I'm going step by step doing my thing. And I'm right here doing the gangulero thing. And hopefully, si me da derecho en Zambia and Pungo, I'll keep going forward, you know. Keep going forward. Okay, so I got a little off the topic. So tools, okay. Tools are used. So what you do, and when you get initiated, what you do is you make a pact with tools. So you make a pact with tools. Like, for example, you have the embele. Embele is a big machete. That embele, you can do works. You can do cleanings with it. You can send some really bad juju back to somebody. You can do a lot of works with that embele. And like I said, Sarabanda is the owner of all metals, anything metal, steel, anything metal, copper, gold, silver, iron. So that embele is owned by Sarabanda. So when you go through the ritual, I said it before in other podcasts that every tool has a song. So you get the embele, you ask for permission to use it, and then you sing to it to bring out that spirit, and then you use it. Either put a firma on it and clean somebody with it, or put another firma and throw some fula back, throw the bad juju back, whatever types of works you do. So the embele is another one of the tools that practitioners use, that you know, we sing to it. Every item, every tool we have, there's a song for it. Like the cigar. Okay, it's called Sunga. In Palo, it's called Sunga. And the cigar, when you turn it on, there's a song for it. There's a song for the smoke. You call out, you sing the certain song, you do a ritual, so you can call that energy, you call that spirit inside the smoke, and then you use that smoke. And you can either read the smoke, or you can either read the cigar, the tobacco, or you can use the smoke to clean people. And there's a song in every ritual for every tool. That's why this religion is so beautiful, man. You sing to the actual tool, and to bring out that spirit to help you do your works, you know, to help you clean that person, to help you take negativity out certain people. So Sunga, Malafo. Malafo is another tool that we use. What Malafo is, it's a rum. Malafo la limpio, Malafo la limpio, arriba en combo, Malafo la limpio. That's the song for the Malafo. That's the song for the rum. So what you're doing is you're calling the spirit of the rum, the actual spirit, and you're like, la limpio, limpio su encombo. Encombo is the body. Clean this person's body. Take out all the negativity. That's what you're singing to it. You're singing to it. You're calling it. You're calling that spirit so it can clean the person in front of you or yourself, you know, depending on what type of ritual you're doing. So that's how beautiful this religion is. And, you know, like I said, man, you clean somebody, you put a firma down, a patipemba down, and the people right there, they don't know nothing about it, and you put them in front of there, you put them on top of the firma, and then you're cleaning them with malafo, with sunga, mbele, with all these different items. And then these people just start feeling so good, and they don't understand why. And then once they're done, they're like, they feel like $1,000, man. They feel good. $1,000. They feel good, you know what I mean? They feel really, really good, and you do a physical act. That's why this religion is so beautiful. I've seen people just come out of here and they just feel real good. Or a lot of times, I did last weekend, I did a rompimiento to this person, and this person just went to sleep. Said, I haven't slept so good in a long, long, like years. And a lot of times people just, they don't know the way the world works, so they just have this negativity all around them forever and ever and ever and ever, like year after year after year. And they learn to, you know, we're human. We adjust to what? To anything. We adjust to anything. And mentally, physically, we'll adjust. So if somebody like me, before I got into the religion, I had so much negativity that I just got so comfortable and just said, you know what, my life's shit, and it's always going to be shit. I ain't never going to accomplish nothing. So I just walk for years and years like nothing. I don't care. You know, I kind of how do I say it? I got used to it, you know, and that was wrong. I didn't know. I was ignorant. So once I started doing these cleanings and, you know, my madrina taught me this, taught me that, taught me this, I felt so good. Now I feel so good that I do it for people, you know. And like I said, when sometimes people get out of my munanso and they feel good, they sleep like babies, they call me, oh my God, I feel so good. A lot of times I have the majority of the people that tell me that I, when I do cleanings for them, I've had this multiple times. A lot of people come and they'll call me and they'll be like, you know what? All of a sudden, I just find money, you know? They find money. They, you know, they play a little lotto game. They start winning. And they just, it's weird, man. It's weird. It's not weird, but it's kind of weird that a lot of people that I clean, they, you know, they their money comes back to them. And it's a good thing, man. It's a blessing. You know, I'm blessing them. My muertos are blessing them, you know? And that's why when I charge, you come to my house, I charge you. The money you give my muerto, I buy him light. I buy them rum, light, food, whatever they want, anything they want, you know? So that's one of the big, one of the reasons why we charge for our services, you know, because they need light. I got to buy them light. So they bring me customers, and with the money they pay, I give them light. They need light. They need malafo. They need sunga. They need a bunch of stuff. I can't get into more deeper. There's a lot more deeper stuff that I buy them. And also, when I clean somebody, so what I'm doing is that energy that you have around you, that negative energy that I'm cleaning you with, so that energy goes from you. I transfer it to my pot. And it, you know, sometimes it stays there, but sometimes I got to remove it. So I do once you leave, I got to do another ritual to get rid of that energy, either throw it out or work it. Or I don't really want to get too in depth of what different things a practitioner could do with that negative energy. But I mean, you could pretty much imagine that that's what we do. We work with energy. Sometimes we utilize a bad energy to woo, 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 you know, but that's a little bit too much, but that's the way the religion works, man, and it just makes so much sense. Tools, all right, tools. We got a bunch of palos. All these palos that we use, there's minimum 21, I said, and then you keep adding palos to your nganga. These sticks are used for different types of works. Getting into the energies of different trees, It's a little more than I can say, but what I can say is that every tree has a spirit, and we utilize those spirits. We utilize those energies from different types of work. So sometimes different trees are for different, they have different spirits and they all have different energies. Some are positive, some are negative, and that's what we do. We utilize the spirit of the trees. We utilize nature. We utilize our ancestors, our spirits. This, you know, that's why I named this podcast Sticks and Bones, because that's what it is. It's sticks and bones. We use sticks. We use the energies of the sticks, and we use bones. We use a bunch of animal bones. And I know it's a little bit gruesome, you know. If you're not in the religion and stuff like that, you probably think, oh, it's so bad, but in reality, man, you know, all these industries, that where do you think you get your eggs from? You know, the chickens. These chickens are killed for meat, for all that. It makes sense. It's a little in depth, but some people don't like it. But it needs to be done, you know. If you don't do it, you know, a big industry is going to do it to chop up that chicken. All right, now it's time to cut this episode 16 from Sticks and Bones. My name is Hector. Thank you guys for listening. Please follow. Please share with all your family and friends so they can listen to my podcast. If you guys want to email me, you can email me at sticksandbones7@gmail.com. STICKSANDBONES7, the number 7. @gmail.com, or you can go on my Instagram. You guys have questions, you can message me on my Instagram. My Instagram is sticks_bones on Instagram. STICK_S_BONES on Instagram. Or also you can text me on my on my phone is 702-814-3140. Thanks again, you guys, for listening. Blessings to everybody that listens with a good heart.